Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. It's hard to believe it's been 13 years inspiring women to live their best lives. I also have some exciting news for everyone, inspiredlivinguniversity.com. The campus will be opening for women interested in diving deeper in a sacred community with experts and other leading visionaries in this safe space where you will dive into the topics, masterclasses, mini courses that will inspire you to live your best life. So be sure to visit inspiredlivinguniversity.com. You know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, we've been on the air for about 3 years now, you know I'm about one thing, right? I'm about bringing you some amazing women, women who are lighting up the world and shining bright, sharing their wisdom, their expertise, and really being a beacon of hope and encouragement for other women. And, you know, that's what all my brands are about, right? It's about us all coming together and supporting and loving up each other so that we can shine and clear the muck that sometimes stops us from shining. So an old friend is with me today. My guest, Ellie Bassett-Travato, is a best-selling author, an upcoming TEDx speaker, and the CEO and founder of The New Brave. She runs an amazing, I'm part of it, free, private, high-vibe Facebook group called Luminosa Playground. It's for women who want to be even more of the light they came here to be. She runs epic high-impact courses in which she teaches women how to rise up and stand in their power, experience more joy, create amazing relationships with men, and embrace and live spiritual principles. Ellie also works with a select few private clients who are committed to exponential transformation and growth. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome.
Hello, my friend. This is so fun and exciting. I'm like, I'm all jittery, like excited jittery.
I know. Well, and it's just such powerful energies. You know I'm part of your beautiful group. You know I love your message and mission. And you and I go way back. Back when when Aspire left print and went digital. But you've been at my live events when I was producing them. You were in Inspire Living Publishing's first book. And we recently caught up with each other, and that's how I found out you were doing this amazing work all around the message of, you know, being a luminosa. And yeah. I was like, oh, girl, I got to get you on the show.
Which is so cool. And I just have to give you such a shout out, Linda. I was thinking today about when we first connected, and I don't even remember how the universe first connected us, but you took me under your wing. I was putting together my wellness center for the first time, and you took me under your wing, and we had these amazing conversations at your beautiful home, and you just guided me with such grace. And I don't know, I'm just a huge fan of yours, so it's so exciting to sort of circle back around and reconnect.
I feel the same way. It was so good to reconnect with you and have lunch with you a couple months ago. And you know what I'm really excited about too, Ellie, is all the work you're doing, because as soon as I saw the name Luminosa, it resonates with me. In fact, Inspired Living's Publishing's last book, the anthology, was Shine, and it was all about women sharing stories about how they found their light. So as you can see, there's such this is the time right now where we're all women are being called to do so. So why don't you bring us back a little bit? Bring us back a little bit about your journey so they know who you are, what led to the work you are. So you can go back as far as you like, because your journey, your personal story is powerful.
All right. Well, when I was 6 months old, no, I'm kidding. I'm not going to go back.
Now you know why I love her.
Let's see. Let's go back to when I was newly married and I had this beautiful baby boy. And my husband was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And Ben was just a little guy. He was less than a year old when John was diagnosed. And John was with us for about a year, and then he passed away. And that was 2 months after my father passed away. And then my mom passed away several years after that. So a lot of loss in my life and a lot of opportunity. I also used to suffer from depression and obsessive compulsive eating. A lot of opportunities in my life to decide who I wanted to be in the face of life's challenges, because it's abundantly clear to me that life is not about the challenges, it's about who we are in the face of the challenges. It's about what we make of ourselves, who we choose to be, and the way that I love to think of it is that I am committed to leaving love in my wake. I am committed to choosing love over fear. And it was that experience of John being diagnosed with his brain tumor that led me down this path. I had this really amazing experience where somebody who actually was the ex-husband of one of my great friends, I don't remember how he even heard about John's brain tumor. I don't remember how he showed up on our doorstep. I remember nothing about it except that he came to visit us. And while he was there, he said, "You need to read the book Conversations with God." And I was like, I have that book on my shelf. It was one of those books, you know, you start the book and you're like, oh, this is great. And then you get distracted by something else. And so I picked up the book and it just resonated for me so deeply. And it's where I first was introduced to the idea that we are always, and I'm going to say things that, of course, you know, Linda, but just in case some of our listeners don't know this, that we are always putting energy into the world, always. Every thought that we think, every action that we make, everything that we say, we are putting energy into the world, and it's always either a fear-based energy or a love-based energy. And it was Conversations with God and Neil Donald Walsh and all of his books that really connected me to that idea for the first time, and it changed who I am. It brought it down to this really simple binary choice. Okay, I'm either behaving in love. I'm either thinking from the standpoint of love. And, of course, love is generosity, is compassion, is faith, is trust, is purpose, is perspective, is creativity, is flexibility, is playfulness. And then fear, which shows up in such a variety of ways in our lives, and our brains have a bias to negativity, and so fear gets kicked up so easily, and fear can show up as worry or resentment or jealousy or nervousness or depression or grief. Any of those things come from a fear-based place, and so my life really became about how do I choose love over fear in every damn minute I can.
Yes.
So then I started a wellness center in honor of John and of my dad. And the wellness center, really the intention of it, as you well know, was to put books like Conversations with God into people's hands, because it just changed everything for me. And I had that wellness center, Uplifting Connections, in Bridgewater, Massachusetts, for about 6 years. And there's so many signs. If we have time, we can talk about how the universe just made it so abundantly clear that I was on the right path. So many cool stories. As many cool stories as there were when it was time to open, and I felt like the universe was just sort of, I was in the slipstream of the universe. I was just like, okay, like doors just kept opening and opening and opening. As clear as it was at the beginning that this was the right place and the right time, it was also abundantly clear when it was time for me to go. And I had really become, it was a wellness center. I wanted it to be a beacon for health and wellness for people. And I was anything but, because I was stressed all the time. I was in the back office, this tiny little windowless office, trying to make all of the numbers of the QuickBooks work. And that's not my A game. And I wanted to be out with the people, but I was hiring other people to be with the people. The customers, I loved being with the customers. Oh, here's a resource that's going to help you so much. And here's this and here's that. But instead, I was, you know, setting up the schedules and doing this, like all of this kind of what I consider grunt work. It's somebody else's A game, but it's not my A game.
Exactly. You were in your joy zone, so you lost the connection to your business. And I understand that, and any entrepreneur listening understands that. We're here to serve from our highest vibration, and you being in the back office. And I know you personally. I know your energy and how you want to serve the people that you want the human connection. So being in the back office was never your vibe.
No.
No.
That connection is what fuels me, really.
So what? So after that, and that's around the time, all you know, I went digital, and then all my brands went global. So I was quiet because I was in the online world, not in the brick and mortar like I used to be when we knew each other. So fill me in on the missing part of the story of what, after you close the, you know what we'll do, Elle, before we dive in, because I want to get juicy. Let's take our break now, and then let's talk about that journey of trusting that you knew it was time to close the store and begin something new. And I can't wait to hear about that set part of your life.
Okay.
And we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Ellie Bassick-Trovato of thenewbrave.com. And by the way, be sure if you're on Facebook to look up her group, Luminosa Playground. You'll love it. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is the amazing Ellie Bassick-Trovato of thenewbrave.com. So, Ellie, when you close the store, and I get that feeling, because I've been there on many businesses since 92, it's this knowing of it's done, that this chapter's closed, and you moved on. Was there a Did you have a clear path ahead of you, or were you just giving yourself permission to just be in the space?
Well, that's such an interesting question. First of all, to be clear, I didn't close the store. I sold the store, and the place still exists. And
it does.
It's amazing. It's a beautiful gift store and all kinds of cool stuff that happens there. So it was clear, once it was clear that it was my time to go, and it was sort of like feeling like there was like, I was standing in the road and a Mack truck like came and barreled me over, and then I was like a weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, so I'd like bounce back up. And then another Mack truck would come along, and it was like, whoa. And it was like three of those in a row, I think. And I was like, okay, I give. I get it. I'm listening. It's time to go. And what I did know is that I wanted to officially become a life coach. I was really into, and still am, massively into the personal growth and development world. And I loved the idea of being a coach. I've kind of unofficially been a coach my entire life. I mean, I went to a boarding school and they sang a song to the seniors as we were leaving. And my line in the song was, "Good advice and a smile so classic, we will miss Ellie Bassick."
And I got to say, from knowing you personally, people were drawn to you for your wisdom, your honesty, and your guidance. So, like you just said, you were just born to be a coach.
I really feel that that's true, and I love it so much. So I decided, well, let me officially go through the, you know, getting the certification and all of that. So I did a six-month program and got the certification. And honestly, a lot of what they were teaching me, I was like, really? People don't know this? Like, this is a class that needs to be taught? Because it's just who I am. You know, I have my failings and I have my things that I'm good at that I was gifted with. And this is one of those things that just feels really on point. So I struck out, started becoming officially a life coach, sort of hung out my shingle. I started a business with one of my best friends, Kathy McDonald, called Spark Your Spirit. And we were like, we have some really cool wisdom together. And she had been a guide and a mentor for me. She was the one who, when I was tearing my hair out trying to make things work at Uplifting Connections, was like, "Ellie, you need to take a walk. Like, you just need to breathe." And I was like, "I don't have time to breathe. I don't have time to take a walk." And it's so ironic because of who I am now, like, just understanding that, as you said, the joy is the fuel with which we can be entrepreneurs. If there's a listener out there who is an entrepreneur, who is not prioritizing her own joy, who's waiting for time to suddenly, you know, this universe to land time in her lap and the perfect circumstances to go and do something fun. Stop the craziness. Stop it.
It wasn't until I started following my joy and listening to my soul that my life completely shifted over the last 10 years.
Me too, exactly. So I had Spark Your Spirit, and then it became time for a different evolution. And Kathy was ready to step back and kind of go in a different direction. And I was like, okay, it's ready for me to evolve. And honestly, a lot of people were misunderstanding the name Spark Your Spirit because they were taking it to be, you and I know what we meant by Spark Your Spirit. But on Facebook, there were a lot of people who were taking it to be that I was a very religious person. And so I started getting more and more people in my inbox who were all about amen, Jesus, Lord, God, all of that. And I have no problem with that at all, except that that doesn't resonate for me. That's not, I do use the language of God or the universe or source. I'm not a religious person. There's no religion that I follow. I'm an incredibly spiritual person. But the way that people were responding to the name, I was like, this doesn't feel in alignment. And so I started paying more and more attention to what was in alignment. It's funny. It was so clear when I started Uplifting Connections that that was in alignment. I have no question I was in the right place at the right time. I have no question that it was time to leave when I left. And then my life has just evolved from that point to understanding and tuning into alignment again and again, sort of losing my way, coming back, losing my way, coming back, losing my way, coming back. And the way that I think of it now, so I have the business, The New Brave, now, and it's all about who are you going to be in the face of life's challenges. It's about choosing love over fear. It's not about charging into battle with your armor on and protecting yourself. It's about being open and vulnerable and willing to say yes to life, even when it hurts, to know that you're going to be okay, to stand in your power as a gorgeous feminine being who has this amazing facility with emotions that sometimes take us under when we don't understand and we don't trust that that's a piece of who we are. And I think of it as the tree. Think of, you know, a palm tree with there's the sturdy trunk. There's that part of us that is okay no matter what. And then there's the part that's blown around in the wind and the storms. And for us to really connect into that part of us that knows that, yeah, there's going to be emotions. They're going to come and they're going to go. We're going to ride the waves. But ultimately what matters is that core strength inside of us that if we don't feed it, fuel it, find the sources of nourishment and light that remind us of who we are, then we will forget that we have that core, that trunk, that strength. And so the way that I think of it now is, I thought of this recently. How many of you like this metaphor? Do you remember when we were young, you and I are around the same age, when we were young and we would pull into a gas station and the attendant would come over and he would squeegee our windshield?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
Yes. I, for some reason, was always especially fascinated by that. And who knows but that I was planting the seeds for this metaphor that now I really respond to today. So he would, you know, spray the windshield. You wouldn't even necessarily recognize how dirty it was sometimes until he cleaned it off. And then as he pulled the squeegee across line by line, you'd be like, oh, whoa, look at that.
Exactly.
And that's, do you remember that?
Oh, my God. I do remember it. And it's so funny that you're bringing it back into my memory, because I can feel myself sitting in the car going, how can we forget these things? Because we were in such awe in the moment.
Yes. Exactly. So this came to me recently when I was squeegeeing a windshield. I was like, oh, I loved that. And there's, so the way that I think of it, and I'm going to bring this around to what I do, is that when we take the time every day to ground ourselves, we're cleaning our own windshield. We're turning on the wiper blades. We're reminding ourselves of the true sight, right? We lose track of our true sight, the sight meaning that we are the light of 1,000 suns, that we came here to shine, that we came here to evolve, we came here to learn life lessons. We lose sight of that. We forget that we are a spiritual being having a physical experience. So all this life happens, and it's like bugs hitting your windshield all day long, and bird poop, and all the things, and the dust, and the pollen, and all the things hitting your windshield all day long. And so every day it's so important that we're washing our windshield, that we're turning on the windshield wipers, that we're, you know, we're meditating, we're doing rituals like inside the Luminosa Playground, that free high vibe community that I have. I do a morning ritual. You were there this morning for it. That
yes.
was super fun to have you there. And I go live at 8:20 in the morning, and we do what I call the goddess ritual. And we start with the G in goddess is for gratitude. So we do this grounding ritual that helps us clean our windshield, remind us of what really matters and what we really want to be focusing on. And so that's what we want to do every day, is whatever our rituals are. I also follow A Course in Miracles. I meditate every day for 20 minutes. I've got all of my rituals. But what I like to think of myself as now is like the attendant that comes in and gives your windshield like a brand spanking new outlook. So you don't realize that even with all the daily cleaning, or maybe you haven't been doing the daily cleaning, or you have been doing the daily cleaning, but there's still muck that's gathered. And so what I do is I guide women back to that recognition of who they are. And the Luminosa is the goddess of love and light in all of us. She's the one who knows that she can handle anything. She's the one who comes from that incredible place of love. She's the one who chooses love over fear. She's the one who's brave enough to look at her failings in the face and not shame herself for them, but to just decide to extract the lessons and decide who she's going to be moving forward. The Luminosa, when she gets to shine at her brightest, is like incredibly magnetic, and she paves the way for other people to remember their light. And so I like to think of myself as the attendant. You come into the playground, and you can, it's like this banquet. You can do my free master classes. You can be part of people post inspirational posts, people post celebrations about little things, about big things in their life. You just put on a different viewpoint of the world. And then if you want to go deeper, you participate in some of my paid programs, or you come and you become one of my private coaching clients. And then we really go into the exponential transformation of remembering who you are, of clearing your windshield once and for all, of reminding you of who you came here to be.
It's so beautiful. And just the vibe. I'm, you know, get invited to a lot of Facebook groups, and with life the way it is, I don't say yes to everyone because I want to be, you know, intentional. And I just love the energy in there. So sometimes I get the little notification, Ellie's live, and depending on my schedule, I try to catch it. But I just, what I love, and you've known me for a long time, so I've never changed what I do. I've always been about inspiring women, providing content that inspires women to live their most authentic, joy-filled, inspired life. So when I see someone like you, right, our missions are the same, Elle. We're here just trying to show women, right? Like, What I try to do with this show, too, is bring women like you who share their truth, their story, their journey, so that someone listening right now says, man, Ellie went through a lot. I didn't know that about her. When I see her, you know, in the Luminosa group, she's just this bright light. Well, I want to say we're all bright lights, no matter what our past is.
Yeah.
And the work is about, like as you're doing with your clients, is about clearing the muck. But I love that you like to remind women of how bright they are. They don't have to do something to become bright. They don't have to achieve something. It is the essence of who they are. They just got to clear it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the language I use with my clients, it's like you are already divine perfection. Mm-hmm. You just forgot it.
You forgot. And the crazy thing we do is we hand away our power. It's like...
Yes.
The other metaphor that I have is, you know, okay, we're the light of 1,000 suns when we are truly connected. Like, it's in there. But then we're handing out the dimmer switch to completely random people who mean nothing in our life. And we're letting them have a say in how we feel about ourselves. You know, I have haters. Like, we all have the people who can't see who we really are. And so they're going to project their stuff onto us and whatever. I have, you know, thankfully far more lovers, fans, people who tell me that I've helped them, catalyze them, changing their lives, transforming their lives. But if I gave away my dimmer switch to every person who, you know, I had somebody at one point who in capital letters like screamed at me on Facebook, stop posting on Facebook. I don't want to see this stuff.
Well, all she has to do is unfollow you. And you know, here's what I tell people, and I'm sure you know this, but in the moment you felt a glitch in your energy because her negative energy came in. That's how she views life and moves through life. So she threw up on others, and that happens to us every day, right? You get the grocery clerk that's... So one of the things you teach many things in your powerhouse high vibe free group, the Luminosa
Ooh,
Playground.
Powerhouse high vibe. I like that.
Yeah, I like high vibe. And I'm the same way with all my groups. I only want that energy. They can go get the other stuff out there. The world is full of it. But in my circle, high vibe, baby.
Yeah.
And when we come back from the break, there's something, because I want you to share some tools. So if someone is feeling off kilter, out of joy, out of alignment, to use different words that someone else may use. Let's share after our break some of the things that they can do. And one of them that you share all the time is the green and the red.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something I believe that no matter who our listeners are, wherever they're on the path, that one they can use right away.
Absolutely. Let's definitely talk about that.
All right, and I'll be back in a moment with Ellie Bassick-Travato of thenewbrave.com. Be sure to swing by, look up the Facebook group, Luminosa Playground, and request to join. We'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
The world is shifting. The divine feminine is rising. Women are being called to live, lead, and serve in full alignment with their feminine essence. Introducing Marcia Mariner. Marcia is a divine feminine visionary leader, licensed therapist, hypnotherapist, and carrier of the sacred feminine wealth codes. Marcia supports consciously evolving women to break free from their conditioned self, embrace their feminine gifts, and wake up to their sacred worth. By fully embodying their own beauty and magnificence, Marcia believes women have the power to collectively shift the evolution of the world. Through virtual and live sacred circles and supportive programs, Marcia serves awakening women by helping them discover their unique soul codes so they can say yes to fully embodying their sacred worth. Begin your transformational journey by visiting marciamariner.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And today we're talking about clearing the muck so you can shine because that's what you were born to do, my friend. So, Ellie, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, you spoke about fear and love. The choice is always ours. That's how I changed my life, too. Where am I? There's no other. It's only two questions you ask yourself. Is this thought in fear or is this thought in love? Mm-hmm. And so I get that. And I know from the work that you're doing and being part of your group, you share some great strategies and tips because someone new on the journey, I've been on this journey 30 years now, someone new may not understand what we're talking about, right? About, well, how do I know what it feels like in my body? How do I know if I'm in love or fear? Because they're so programmed, most likely, in the fear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So question number one would be, how do you tell someone who may not know how to tell the difference yet?
That is a great question. And it really, it's a matter of a couple of things. One is for sure tuning into your body. If you're feeling tension in your body, if you're feeling a sense of constriction in your body, then you're having a fear-based thought or emotion. If you're feeling expansive and open, then you're having a love-based thought or emotion. That's one of the most simple ways to think of it. The other thing is, how is the thought making you feel? Is it making you feel good? Then you're having a love-based emotion. Is it making you feel bad? Then you're having a fear-based emotion.
That's the easiest and simplest. And as soon as you say it, you can feel it in your body.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like just dropping back into your body and getting out of your head so that you can feel what it feels like. So that was a great tip. So let's talk about the green and red, because you talk about it. Come on, guys, that's a green zone thought.
Yes. Yes. So we can do that. And then I can also share a specific tool that I teach people to help them in a moment.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. Okay, so the red zone and the green zone is this concept that I came up with when I started really looking at one of my favorite things to think about and to look at rang the doorbell. It's fine. I don't need to go, but that's what the noise was. It just threw me off for a second.
Oh, that's okay.
So one of the things that I love to focus on is what I call sexy, simple brain science. Like, we don't need, there's so much that they're learning about the brain, so much, and I am fascinated by it. And especially because my husband's brain tumor was in his prefrontal cortex, so I started learning a lot about the PFC, the prefrontal cortex. But it is so empowering to me that there's a basis in science for all of this stuff. And so as I was looking at that and looking at that, we have these sort of two different modes to simplify it. We've got these modes that are the red zone and the green zone. So I think of it as a ladder of well-being. So imagine a ladder that has 20 rungs, and at the bottom of the ladder is negative 10, which is hijacked you. It's where you don't have access to any of your best qualities. In fact, you say and do things that you're later like, who was that? So you've got negative 10 all the way up to 0 on the ladder, and all of that area down there is the red zone. It's the zone of survival. You're thinking, can I just survive this day? It's the zone of perceived threats. Your part of your brain is looking for, scanning the environment for threats, because its only concern is your physical survival. It's where you're in a fight, flight, or freeze response. It's where you're constricted. It's a fear-based place. And there are a lot of things that can affect our feeling in this zone. I mean, there's obviously immediate things that happen in our lives, but there's also generally, you know, not getting the sleep that we need, not having the connection that we need, feeling isolated, there's not feeling safe. There's all kinds of sort of things that push us towards the red zone that we have to very consciously build ourselves towards the green zone. So the green zone is from 0 up to positive 10, and positive 10 is what I call the luminosa in you, the radiant version of you. It is where you get to radiate your best qualities. It's where you remember who you are, who you came here to be. And so all of that up there is the green zone. It's the love-based emotions. It's the zone of reward. It's the zone of partnership. It's the zone where you create amazing connections with people. Now, one of the distinctions between these zones is that up in the green zone, your PFC, your prefrontal cortex, is online. Now, the reason that that's important is that your prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain that helps you make good decisions, that helps you inhibit impulses, among many other really important things. When you go to a stress-based response, pulling you down into the red zone, your prefrontal cortex no longer gets the power that it needs. The resources that were going to your prefrontal cortex, the blood flow, the oxygen, all of the things that it needs, are now being sent to other parts of your body because your brain thinks that you are proverbially running from a tiger. So you're in the fight, flight, or freeze response. Your immune system isn't getting what it needs. Your digestion system isn't getting what it needs, because all of those are irrelevant if you're running from a tiger, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the thing what I love about this is I can actually see the visual scale in front of me, right?
Yeah.
So you're making this so easy to understand what it would feel like in your body, too.
Yes, I'm really glad to hear that. So one of the things, I created something called a freedom, we would need more time to go through this, but this is one of the things that they can learn if they work with me, is the FREEDOM acronym. It's how you can consistently get from the red zone to the green zone. And I'm going to share one of the tools that can help you do that, but there's a lot more tools as well. And it really effectively is that you need to program your brain. I mentioned earlier we have our brains have a bias to negativity because it's what helped us survive to evolve and to become who we are today. But so we have to go in and intentionally program our brains to stay in the green zone. And so I think of it as a game of chutes, ladders, elevators, and springboards. So you remember chutes and ladders, right?
Oh, yeah.
The object is to get to the top of the game board, so that's the top of the ladder, and you would come along, and there would be sometimes you land on a ladder that helps you climb up. Life gives you ladders, things that make you feel good, helps you climb up, and then there would be chutes that would take you down again. And then we do this horrible thing of shaming ourselves when we make a mistake, and then we push ourselves even further down the ladder, making it harder to get back up to where we want to be. Then there's elevators. So there's things that I teach that elevate you to the green zone instantaneously. And then there's springboards. You can use the things that happen that are very red zone things in your life to springboard yourself up to a different level of possibility. So that's what I did from my husband's illness and death. I used that as a springboard to become who I am. So would you like to know about the tool that I teach people? It's one of the central pieces.
Of course. And I know that our audience would love it.
Awesome. So it's called BTT. And it's going to sound ridiculously simple. But I'm telling you, it changes your brain chemistry. It changes which part. It puts your prefrontal cortex back online. It changes everything. So the B is for breathe. Breathe. You've heard this before. You want to take 10 deep breaths before you yell at somebody, any of those things. They actually can show on the machines, can't remember the name of the machine, but how your entire system shifts when you breathe. So the oxygen, taking the time, if you think about it, if you're actually running from a tiger, which your body effectively thinks you're doing, if you take the time to stop and breathe, you're signaling your brain, well, we're obviously not actually running from a tiger, because if we were running from a tiger, we would be breathing shallowly and we wouldn't be stopping to take a deep breath. So I like to think of the breathe. You can do it any number of ways, but what I teach people is you breathe 5 times. You go in through the nose for 5, you hold for 5, and then out through the mouth for 5. So that's the B. Then the first T is that you tune into your body. You basically scan your body. You start at the head or at the feet, and you just pay attention to each part of your body one at a time. And you're not judging anything that you find. You're just noticing and breathing into any place that you feel something in your body. And then the second T is tune into your senses. This is where you actually catalog, you remind yourself, okay, what are my 5 senses? Now, even the act of calling on your brain to tell you your 5 senses is helping your brain to be like, okay, obviously we're not running from a tiger. Like, okay, maybe we don't need to be so red zone right now. And then you start doing it. And so right now from where I'm sitting, if I were to tune into my sight, I could focus on shapes. I could focus on things. I could focus on colors. I see green grass, I see a red house, I see a red umbrella, I see my dog, I see, you know, all of those things. So you go through and you catalog each of your senses and try to come up with 3 to 5 things with each of your senses. What you're effectively doing by using BTT is bringing yourself into this present moment. Because where we get hijacked and we start to go to that fear-based place, we're not in the present moment. We're not in this grounded moment where I'm sitting in this chair. And there's nothing else that needs to take my attention in this exact moment other than my full presence right here and being very grounded in my body. This automatically is going to start to move you, all of these things start to move you up the ladder. And the final thing I'll say about that is witness brain. What I call witness brain is a massive help. So I'll give you an example. One day, my son and I were having a challenging conversation. We'll call it a conversation. And he was saying things, and like I was starting to feel this rising up in me of like wanting to just scream because I was so frustrated. And I was sitting at my desk, and I pulled out a sticky note, and I just started literally writing as if I were a video camera what was happening. That's it. Instead of being the person having the experience, because we tend to think when the emotion comes up in us that we are the emotion, instead of we're just having an emotion. But emotions weren't even part of this. As I was writing, I was like, okay, Ben just slammed the door. Ben just said, and then I put quotes, and then what he said, and then the end quotes. And then it's exactly what a video camera would see. And what this does is it activates the witness brain in you that helps to remove you from the experience that you're having and help you recognize there is choice, because that's where the freedom lies. Is when we get hijacked, we forget that we have a choice about how we respond to events. We always have a choice.
It's so true. And the biggest part for me, just hearing that I had a choice back in 92, that's the word that changed everything for me. Because when you have the victim mindset or fear-based mindset and you're programmed, you forget that. Or you don't even know it. You just think things happen and this is it. So doing this work and the exercise that you just shared, just give someone the knowledge that the choice is yours. You do not have to react from this emotion. It's not who you are. It's just an emotion. Yeah. I can feel the energy of that because it's empowering,
mm-hmm.
right? Because what do we hear from clients, friends, family? That I couldn't control myself. My emotions took over. Well, because you don't have the tools to know that your emotions aren't in charge. You are.
Yes, and that's huge.
And it's a learning. I understand that because I had to learn that too and mm-hmm. take deep breaths. But I want everyone listening is – this is powerful. What Ellie just shared, you know, being the witness and also the BTT process, those are tools that you can start using so you're not reacting. That's what I was looking for, reacting, so that you can actually drop down into your body and come from a place of love. And that's so important, right? For peace of mind, for joy. I'm a Scorpio. I was a sassy mom in my younger years. And all my clients go, "You can't be a Scorpio." And I'm like, "No, I am." And I said, "But just like there's light and dark of every sign of everything in life, in my younger years, I was the dark side of the Scorpio. I did a lot of inner spiritual work, and I'm on the light side." I have so many people say that, "You can't be. You can't be a Scorpio."
That's funny.
Yeah, and so, but how we show up is a choice. But it takes incorporating the strategies like you just shared and the processes to begin that journey back to ourselves, back to our truth, away from the reactionary stage.
Yes. And I actually would love to add something if I could, because
yes, please.
There's some people who might hear this and they'd be like, "Oh, I can't. I just screwed this up 2 seconds ago," or I, you know, whatever the thing is. There's this thought that if we know better, we do better, and that is only a quarter of the equation. There's these other things that go into that equation, and I've just been doing some Facebook Lives about this concept. The thought alone, the knowledge alone of what we've just shared, that will help sometimes, but it will also take practice, because we have to rewire. They now know that by the time we're 35, we're 95% habits. Habits run without our conscious awareness. We go to the anger response, the immediate reaction, without even recognizing it. And so this is a process. It's not like, okay, I just taught you this thing, and from now on, you're going to be peace and joy, because you can always do BTT and witness and, like, what's wrong with you if you can't? That's not it at all. This is a matter of having patience with yourself, with having self-acceptance. I still mess this up. I've been doing this for years. I mess it up far less times than a day or a week or a month than I once did. But it is an ongoing evolution. And there might be, you know, the first time, the next time you have an opportunity that you find yourself in reaction, you might not even realize until later that night you're going to sleep and you're like, oh, I could have done that differently. Wasn't there some woman on Ellie's show? Don't I have notes somewhere about this?
Yeah.
And then the next time you think of it sooner. And then the next time you think of it sooner. And then eventually you think of it in time before the reaction comes, before you spew out the reaction. So it's a process, and it's like, it goes think, do, be. So think is like where the knowledge comes in. You work with the knowledge. You haven't integrated it yet. Do is when you practice it again and again and again, and you catch yourself whenever you can. You even can go back at night and redo it in your head to rewire the possibilities in your brain. That will make it more likely that you'll be effective the next time. And then as you move through this process, eventually you don't even have to think about it anymore. You just be. Like, you are the person who does not react the way that you used to react. So it's the process of think, do, and be. And be patient with yourself.
That's the patient and loving, right? Have compassion.
Yeah.
These days, you know, I'll slip and then I'm like, but like you said, once you have the awareness, I'll slip and go, whoa, that wasn't from your highest vibration. But I catch it instantly. And if it involves someone else, of course, I make amends immediately and say, you know what, I could have said that better. You know, because we all have days we're tired or off kilter. But like you said, the more you practice it, the more it becomes you.
Yeah.
But you're going to miss it a lot of times, just like we did, you know, Ellie and I on our journey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And that patience with yourself is huge. Because as I said before, when you beat yourself up for the mistakes that you make, you actually make it harder to do better.
Yeah, because the self-judgment is a dense, heavy energy.
Yeah, it's pushing you down. You're intentionally, like, the first thing that you did was a shoot down into the red zone. And now you're shaming yourself, so you just put yourself on another slide further down into the red zone. So now you've got further to climb up to get back to a place where you can behave from your highest and best.
Yeah, and I love what you said a moment ago. You said, you know, even if it happens that later on when you're lying in bed and you think of it, that play it out again the way you would do it from your highest self. I love that tip because, like you said, you're reprogramming.
You absolutely are. Yes, I love that we can go back and we can reprogram. Even things that happened years ago in our lives that we might have made a meaning about it that was a very disempowering meeting, either about ourselves or about other people or about our safety in the world. we can go back with our brains and we can decide to view it differently, to see it differently, to practice it differently. We don't have to be this person that we thought we became back then. We can reconnect with our identity as being the light and then just practice it in our minds, and then we'll be that moving forward, and then our brain will see us changing and our brain will update its own wiring, like, oh, this is who she is now. This I see. This is her. This is the real her.
Don't you love, too, when you run into someone? So there's someone, you know, I'm going back like 30 or 40 years, and they meet you. And the best compliment I have isn't, hey, you know, you look physically great or anything like that. It's, man, you have a glow about you. You just seem so damn happy. And I'm like, yeah, you can be too. You know, like,
yeah.
Isn't that the best compliment?
It is.
Like, it's because when they see that in us, in any of us, there's a seed planted that I want that, that's also possible for me. So when we show up as a luminosa, right, as in our highest, brightest light, it's affecting everyone that comes in contact with us. So we are changing the world when we change ourselves.
We absolutely are. We absolutely are. We're painting in a completely different field of possibility. It's hard to imagine and step into a possibility that you can't see. I mean, we can do it, and thankfully many of us have done it, and we have people who have walked before us who have done it, who have shown us the way. But for you to be around, for people to intentionally choose to be around people that show them the field of possibility is far wider and brighter than they thought, it registers in your brain as like, oh, I can do that, exactly like you said.
Yeah, it's powerful. And, you know, that's what I want. I have always envisioned that all my media brands are. It's about, let's choose a media platform for good, a media platform that just sends positive self messages of feminine wisdom, self-love, self-empowerment, just to remind women of the truth of who we are. We've never been about telling them what their path is, because there's a lot of different paths, as you know, right? But but the core message is, come back home to yourself, my friend. Come back home to yourself.
Yes. It's a beautiful place to be. I mean, I feel like I, on a daily basis, I have tears of gratitude, tears of joy, and it's not like my life just stopped and hard things didn't happen. You know, my dog was in the hospital the other day. I ran out of gas on the side of the road. I just got a bill from my air conditioning to be fixed. My car needed $1,000. Like, stuff happens. But I still, even in the face of all of that, I have gratitude and joy every damn day.
Yeah. And like you said, it's a choice too, right? Because you could easily go down the chutes, down to the red zone when stuff happens.
Yeah.
But when you have the tools, like you share, and I want to invite everyone before we come to an end too, I want to share your website again. It's thenewbrave.com. And come on, if you're on Facebook, go on over, do a search in groups, and find Luminosa Playground. Request to join. You'll love the vibe. You'll love the woman in there. You'll love Ellie's teachings. And you'll see me in there, too.
Yay! I would love it. Love.
Yeah.
Your listeners in there, that would be fantastic.
And I want to thank you, my beautiful friend, for joining me, for being such a bright light in the world. I'm so glad we've reconnected.
Me as well. Thank you so much. This means the world to me. This was very, very fun to be on here. And I look forward to meeting listeners, to having them in the playground. And you can always email me, Ellie@thenewbrave.com, if you have any questions.
And I invite you all to do so. And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.